Hey everybody, and welcome to Middle Child Syndrome. Now, I'm somewhere a bit different today. I was invited to this sort of big old country house. It's called Alucard Manor, and I'm just going to go into the front door here, and there's nobody here.
Welcome to Raffula's Mansion.
Hello?
Bats.
That's a lot of bats. You should really talk to a professional about that. That's not the usual amount of bats. More bats than is generally considered okay.
Yeah, it keeps happening. I don't know where they're coming from.
It's a strange name. Alucard Manor. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. But if you turn the word Alucard the other way around, mm-mm. Are you? Is it? No!
What?
Alucard is Dracula backwards.
Oh, no, I'm Raffula.
Oh, okay.
So, and I still want to suck your blood, though.
Oh, man!
Nah! Just kidding, it's me, guys! It's me, Raff. I just found another blood that came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, your brother and your sister and your mum had a Nerf war while we were out.
Oh. Cool.
So that's why. Your mum was very pleased that she got Stanley several times on his bare thighs.
That sounds fun. Which ones did they use?
I don't know. Clementine used the laser gun. Anyway.
I'm guessing Stanley used the big one.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
We should probably stop rambling on.
Yeah, we probably should. Although that is kind of our thing.
All the listeners are like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, they don't need to know the minutiae of everyday life.
Because
anyway.
For me, it's insanely boring.
Well, it is at the moment, because unfortunately Rafty tested positive for COVID, so he's sort of contained to his bedroom for the most part, aren't you?
It's boring as hell.
On the other hand, you do get to spend all day, like, watching YouTube and watching telly and playing video games, so it's not... Or, like, reading any of your many books, or playing with any of your many toys, or drawing comics.
I mean, I do that.
Or drawing comics.
No, because the comics are hard.
We've got all day. Anyway... Yes, so, but you don't feel too bad, do you? Not feeling too iffy, just trapped in your bedroom. Because your brother had it and now you've got it and all the rest of it.
This is a commando roll.
It's not great. That sounds terrible on the audio, you know, when you do stuff like that. You've got to try and stay still. Oh. Sorry, listeners. If you feel that you were just attacked, that's because you were. Rafty threw a water bottle at you. No water in the water bottle, huh?
But no...
Seriously, it's really bad for the audio. Don't do that.
It was completely awful.
Try that again. Anyway. Okay. So, we're going to do another SCP episode today.
Ooh. What's that little picture?
Oh my goodness. Will you stay still? Goodness me. Right. Stop it.
It's that little picture.
Well, I'll explain and we'll see where we go. So today we're going to talk about SCP-2331, object class Euclid. Special Containment Procedures, SCP-2331 is currently being tracked by both Mobile Task Force Kappa Theta, get lucky, and Research Team Theta Theta, after party. When an iteration of SCP-2331-P is confirmed, Mobile Task Force Kappa Theta are to enter SCP-2331-P in an attempt to capture SCP-2331. Research Team Theta Theta is currently working on a way to predict SCP-2331-P iterations. Amnestetics are to be distributed to all participants of SCP-2331-P iterations. With me so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
It can clone itself.
Not quite. So, in case anyone missed the previous episode, SCP-POD, great name. So, where SCP is like an online project where anyone can contribute and come up with sort of a strange and interesting, sometimes scary, sometimes spooky, sometimes fun.
Sometimes cute
idea for like a creature or a phenomena that is largely unexplained and mysterious. It's like the X-Files, but without Mulder and Scully and people from the internet instead. And anyway, so this is SCP-2331. So, description. SCP-2331 is a humanoid that appears to be an inanimate hay-filled mannequin, commonly known as a scarecrow. SCP-2331 can be identified by its carved pumpkin head, which has an internal glow of fluorescent blue in low light conditions. So far, so Halloween. SCP-2331 is theorized to be capable of triggering SCP-2331-P and only appears in order to trigger SCP-2331-P. SCP-2331 is mostly active during the month of October. SCP-2331-P is a phenomenon that occurs in any area in which SCP-2331 appears. SCP-2331-P is the spontaneous organization and generation of equipment typical of a medium-sized festival that involves a light set and electronic music, colloquially known as a rave. SCP-2331 will assume the role of disc jockey. SCP-2331 is capable of controlling the space contained within SCP-2331-P, often changing the humidity of the air, spontaneously producing non-poisonous coloured smoke, and affecting the texture or size of the walls. It will also produce objects such as glow sticks or candy.
It's a rave. It's a Halloween. This one's fun.
One. Good, you like it so far.
Yeah, it's fun.
It does seem quite fun. SCP... Hang on. SCP-2331-P will generally attract humans between 18 and 30 years of age, although humans as young as 13 and as old as 73 have been known to attend. Although social media and word of mouth are often cited when attendees are interviewed, the drawing of a large amount of participants will occur even during low amounts of social media coverage. It is theorized that attendance to SCP-2331-P may be under certain mental effects, although the details of potential effects are still undergoing investigation. Each iteration may last from 5 to 24 hours, depending on the size of the rave and any interruptions from either Foundation activity or local law enforcement. Upon the conclusion of SCP-2331-P, SCP-2331 will disappear and trigger a new iteration within 72 hours, usually in the continent of North America. No anomalous activity or behaviour is noted of any participant of SCP-2331-P. No anomalous behaviour is noted apart from SCP-2331 itself. So... the raves can last for up to a day, but only they'll stop if they're interrupted by people, like the police.
And then SCP...
just disappears.
Just be like, okay, bye.
Peace out, bro.
I'm coming back soon, don't worry.
SCP-2331 may trigger SCP-2331-P in any area with enough space for a rave, but prefers indoor locations. It is more likely to appear in areas with high population densities, especially near or at institutions of higher education, such as trade schools, universities, and colleges. Now, there are several incident logs, which we'll have a look at now.
Oh.
So, notes. This is the first contact between MTF Mobile Task Force, Kappa Theta, and SCP-2331-P. Involved personnel, Agent Asler, Agent Mikalski, and Researcher Vitsky. So begin log. Agents Alsa and Mikalski and Researcher Vitsky arrive at SCP-2331, taking place in the Student Union building of Redacted University. Researcher Whiskey adjusts her gas mask, glow stick necklace, and pink wig. Agents Asler and Mikalski have added glow sticks and fluorescent strips to their weapons, but ensure that they are still functional.
So they're just like, this will make us blend in.
They will blend in, no one will tell. So it's so smart. After searching for approximately 10 minutes, Agent Mikalski points to SCP-2331 on a balcony. Researcher Visky is seen interviewing an attendee. SCP-2331 takes off its head and throws it into the crowd. The head explodes into fluorescent green smoke before it reaches the crowd, although no pumpkin parts can be seen. SCP-2331 then produces a new pumpkin head from its table and puts it on its shoulders. SCP-2331 does not appear to have a head or neck underneath the pumpkin head.
It's a scarecrow doing a rave.
It is a scarecrow doing a rave. That's right.
It's so silly.
It is silly.
This one's fun.
Agents Mikalski and Asler attempt to approach SCP-2331. SCP-2331 is seen on a table with sound equipment adjusting levels of volume. Mikalski is interrupted as two college students pull him away to dance. Agent Asler accidentally pushes another student too hard, causing an argument. SCP-2331 notices the commotion and adjusts its microphone. Agent Mikalski, I'm not interested, okay? Agent Mikalski attempts to push the civilian away. Civilian, shut up and dance, dude! SCP-2331 turns its head towards the agents. It points and waves as it plays another song. SCP-2331 then waves its left hand over the wall, which appears to stretch diagonally before snapping back into place. Wowzers. Multiple college students began shoving the agents out of the area, citing reasons such as being too close to the DJ, threatening the DJ, or being disruptive. Researcher Vitske is not removed. Researcher Vitske finishes her interview and leaves. SCP-2331 can be seen making a downward motion with both hands as fluorescent leaves appear to be spontaneously produced from the ceiling and these disappear before touching the floor. MTF Kappa Theta continued to observe the rave, which ends without further complications after 10 hours. I like the neon leaves. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Mm. I like the scarecrow.
Yeah, he's fun, isn't it? So this is the interview that researcher Vitske was having with the civilians.
How is this an incident log?
Well, because they were investigating the unexplained phenomena.
But it wasn't an incident, it was a scarecrow. Hooray! I like the scarecrow, I was like, yay!
So this is a civilian later identified as Susan Keller being interviewed by researcher Vitske. So do you think you'd like to go to one of these SCP-2331-Bs?
Maybe. That would be fun. I'd just like to meet the scarecrow.
That'd be fun, right?
I think he'd seem quite fun.
It does seem quite fun.
He'd be like...
He just wants people to, like, party.
Yeah, he'd just be like...
Researcher Vitske. Hello, can I speak with you for a moment? What's your name? Doll? Suze. Just call me Suze. Giggling. Sure, I can talk. Researcher Vitske. Can you tell me about the DJ? He's got a great taste in music, doesn't he? Suze. Sure as hell does. We call him Scravecrow. Because of that awesome costume he has on. I don't know about him, actually. My girlfriend told me a rave was happening. I couldn't miss it. Researcher Vitske. Costume? Suze. Oh my god, you're like super new to this, aren't you? It's a thing some of them do, like Daft Punk or Deadmau5. Researcher Vitske. I get it. Does he have a Twitter or Facebook or anything? Suze. I don't know, but it's not a big deal. I'll just, like, Google him late. Oh, that guy over there is looking at us. Do you want to make out or something to get his attention? Researcher Vitske. No, thank you. Suze. Whatever, I'm not drunk enough to kiss you anyways. Laughs. I'm going to go get some shots. See ya. Well, she seems to be having a jolly good time, doesn't she? Mm. So there's another one where they go into a party. Oh, look. So it looks like, it's another rave. Local law enforcement explicitly instructed not to intervene. Agent Liu, Agent Hansen, and researcher Vitske again. They're all dressed appropriately. Located in a warehouse at Redacted. Researcher Vitske identifies SCP-2331 on the far side of the warehouse. SCP-2331 lurches over its table in a vomiting motion and produces glow sticks from its mouth, which it then dispenses into the crowd. It's going, glow sticks, glow sticks.
What?
Glow sticks. That's fun.
That'd be weird.
Agents Liu and Hansen wave their glow sticks in time with a chorus. Researcher Vitske is interrupted by a civilian asking for her number, followed by a different civilian offering to buy her drinks. Researcher Vitske successfully approaches SCP-2331. Agents Liu and Hansen attempt to also approach, but are interrupted by three civilians requesting a dance. Researcher Vitske attempts to talk to SCP-2331, which gives her a business card with a telephone number written on it in blue ink, but does not otherwise respond to her, and instead continues DJing. Local law enforcement arrive on the scene. Despite being unable to see the police, SCP-2331 appears to look up and towards them. It changes music and presses a microphone to its face. The shadows around SCP-2331 grow in size and a dense fog fills the room. A young British male voice is heard from SCP-2331's mouth. Really? I'm going to change one of the words here because it's a swearing word. Really? Bloody hell. Basically, boys and girls, it's time... So it's hard for me to believe this as well. Yes, so don't boo or anything or do anything out of order, but basically the police are shutting the party down. Local law enforcement officers begin coming out of their cars and approach SCP-2331P. Participants stop dancing. SCP-2331 appears to scratch its head. No, I know it. It sounds weird, but you know what the police are like when they shut something down? If we don't do some things in an orderly and calm fashion, they're going to pepper spray every single one of us and get the dogs out, and then some people might end up in the cells for the night. Law enforcement officers open the entrance and begin to announce that they are shutting the rave down. Agents Lou and Hansen move towards the officers, presumably to prevent them from disrupting it further. The fog in the room begins to coalesce in midair, producing a glowing fluorescent pink arrow pointing to the exit. It's got some cool powers.
And it's not hurting anybody.
No, I know.
Like, when it said arrow, I was like, uh-oh. But then it was just pointing to the exit. This dude's cool.
He is cool, right? SCP-2331. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you'll have to do. I think I might have to. SCP-2331 voice switches to a mechanical tone. Head to the after party. Note, upon further investigation, all of SCP-2331's dialogue is a voice sample. SCP-2331 waves its hands in the air to the cheering of the participants. All lighting shuts off as SCP-2331 disappears, along with sound equipment, alcohol, drugs, and lighting equipment. Participants leave in an orderly and calm fashion. Researcher Vitsky attempts to call the number. Mobile Task Force Kappa Theta receive reports of another iteration of SCP-2331-P approximately 10 kilometers from its previous iteration. Most of the participants of the previous iteration are reported to be attending the new one. That'll be the after party. Agent Lou, Hansen, and Researcher Vitsky attempt to enter the new iteration. They are denied entry by several participants near the entrance, stating that it is a private party. This new iteration lasts for approximately 8 hours, with no further unusual activity. And then finally, we've got interview. So Researcher Vitsky has called the number on the card that SCP-2331 gave her. So, civilian, hello? Researcher Vitsky. Oh, hi. I was given this number by SC, a fellow called Scravecrow? Civilian, laughter. Yeah, I know the guy. I'm not him, though. Just an old friend. He's a busy guy, so I usually pick up the phone for him. What did you need? Researcher Vitsky. Could you tell me more about him? How did you meet him? I'm part of a local newspaper, and I'd like to interview him, too. Civilian. Well, I could tell you plenty about him, but you probably won't believe me. He used to be called Jack, you know, of the lantern variety. He used to do a lot of work changing the colour of the leaves and making things foggy on dark nights. He was a bit of a seasonal worker, if you know what I'm saying. Researcher Vitsky. So why is he known as Scravecrow these days? Civilian. Well, times change. Celebrations around this time of year. It's hard to watch something you've lived for hollow out to a shell of its former self. Jack got tired. He got sad. He retired and moved on to something that reminded him of how things used to be. Researcher Vitsky. So what is your relation to him? Civilian. Small laugh. I did something very kind for him once. We've had a kind of friendship ever since. Either way, I'm not buying your story about being a reporter, miss. Researcher Vitsky. Oh, do you need a name or something? I can give you the number of my employee. Civilian. I don't really know who you are or anything, but whoever you represent, please let them know that he doesn't want any trouble. He doesn't hurt no one, and his parties never get violent. He's just an old man looking for a feeling that's been lost to time. End log. That's it. So he's like the spirit of autumn or something, who just wants to have a good time.
That's fun.
Yeah. So that's SCP-2331. What do you think of that one, Raph?
That one's really fun.
It's good, isn't it? It's nice. It's kind of fun. So it's not spooky or mean or anything like that.
Yeah, he just
wants people to have a good time. He wants people to be happy. So he used to change the seasons, he used to make the leaves turn, he used to do all of those things. Now he just wants people to enjoy autumn. I guess that's why he's always doing stuff in October.
Mm.
Halloween parties for the jack-o'-lantern.
Mm.
That's cool, hey?
Yeah, that is fun.
Cool. Have you got any further thoughts or comments?
Mm.
What would you do if you met the Scrave Crow?
I'd be like, hello!
Would you try and give him a great big hug?
Yeah.
Would you make him vomit up glow sticks for you to play with?
No, that'd be weird.
Would you ask if you could have a glow stick?
Yes, probably.
Because they are quite fun, glow sticks. I love a glow stick. They're pretty fun. Imagine having a costume made entirely out of glow sticks.
Imagine having it so you had glow sticks on your back that made a stick man form, and then you could dance as a stick man.
That would be cool.
Got on the back. People do that. It's really cool.
It is cool. I've seen similar things. It looks really fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just wear it all black, but have glow sticks glued to you so you look like a stick man.
There you go, like...
Exactly. Oh my god. Last week you burped on the pod, and this week you're trumping on the pod.
Sorry.
Goodness me.
We should probably switch this off. It's quite late.
It's quite late. And if you're going to produce any more gases, I don't think the listeners need to hear.
Nah. Goodbye, listeners. Remember, don't come here unless an invitation, because I am Count Raffula.
SCP Raff. Right, bye everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.